It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, this is your old buddy Luke Clayton. And you know, if you've been listening to our show very long, you know I'm all about hog hunting. I wrote a book, you know, about 3 years ago called Kill to Grill. It's actually in its second printing right now. And I like to see wild hogs put to good use. Now, Mr. Coy Hirth is with us today. Now, Coy has doing a deed that my hat is off to him, trapping, eliminating nuisance hogs, but taking the meat from these hogs and getting them to folks that need the meat. Now, for a long time, you know, I've donated to, you know, Feeding the Hungry, different things like that. Now, many of you have, too, your game meat. But this is a lot of pork that's going straight to people that need it. So let's visit with Coy, and I'll learn some things, and I know you will, too. Coy, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. Like I say, hats off to you for what you're doing and what you've been doing. I know you started this off kind of a one-man show, but tell us what you do. I know you're trapping hogs, nuisance hogs, but you're not just stacking them up for the coyotes to get fat, are you?
No, sir, we do not. If we can, anything that's salvageable, we actually process get it all processed, and then we give to families that are in need.
Yep, and that's for a long time, you know, I've always wanted to see wild hogs, a value put to wild hogs, if you will. Now, I don't care if a wild hog is trapped for food or stocking, if it's done legally, you know. There's some laws that people have to go through on that, some inspections and all, to a game ranch and all that. I like to see a value, though, put to wild pork. And it's so many people have asked me through the years, Luke, do you really make ham out of these wild hogs? And the answer is yes. You know, Coy, and they'll also ask me, well, are wild hogs good to eat? And I always answer that like this. I'll say, well, if you were going to a sales barn to buy a domestic hog, would you buy the oldest, toughest boar in the bunch, or would you buy a younger hog? So, yeah, the older boars, mature ones, they make good ground meat and sausage, but wild hogs can be awfully good eating, right?
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Tell us about some of the you've got traps. Now, what you're doing could be a model for someone listening to us in Amarillo or down in Center Texas or all over East Texas, you know. I mean, the hogs that you do, mostly for people that's away from your area here, southeast Dallas County, Kaufman County, Those areas is where most of them are trapped. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most of those areas are the ones, and then we've picked up three out of Louisville Saturday morning.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, you know, and then granted, someone in Amarillo is not going to benefit from the meat that you've got because, you know, unless they drove all the way here to get it. But what I'm getting at, the way you are doing this, the way you've set it up, and it is a nonprofit organization, folks could do this whether they're in East Texas or Panhandle or wherever, couldn't they?
Yes, they could. All they got to do is just put forth the effort.
Yeah. So the processing, now, Kubies, once you trap the hogs, you take them to Kubies Wild Game Processing. It's my favorite place. It's in Dallas. Most people know about Kubies. Awesome place to have game processed. But you take them, you'll field dress them like you were going to eat them yourself, right, and then take them in.
Correct. I'd do the same stuff if it was my own meat.
Okay. And then from there, it's made into what, ground meat?
Yes, sir. Everything's ground. We don't add seasonings just in case somebody's allergic to any type of seasoning that's added.
Yep. And then, of course, people like me and you know you can take that ground meat and mix pan sausage with it, pan sausage seasoning, or you could make Italian sausage mix with it, whatever, and you make your own sausage, can't you?
Oh, yes. There's packages at the grocery store that can treat up to 20 or 30 pounds.
You bet. One of our sponsors is Butcher Packer Supply, and for about $6, you can get enough of any kind of sausage, hot, mild, all kind of different sausage. And that's something that folks need to know about probably because they can turn the ground meat is great if they're making meatballs or whatever, or just grilling it. I love grilled pork like hamburgers, but lots of ways to use it. Now, there's certain things that you have to do. I know you've got insurance and licensed to be able to, just to remove hogs from, say, company sites and places like that?
Yes, sir. I had to go get what they call is a exterminator's license.
Uh-huh.
Or not exterminator's insurance.
Insurance, yes.
Uh-huh. I had to go get that, and from what everybody's telling me, I'm one of the only ones up in North Texas that actually got it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good, because you can go to, say, a big company that's on that's located out on the fringe of the Metroplex or out in the country somewhere, and they know that your liabilities are covered, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. Well, I know it's a major undertaking, and in our short time, you're not going to be able to explain all that you do. But now I do want to make sure it's called Slappy's Guide Service. And at first, that kind of threw me a loop. I thought, what is this? Boy, I was thinking, now, where did he come up with that name? But you told me they nicknamed your service that at the deer camp, right?
Yes, sir. My cousin came up with the name. Hey, Slappy, where are you?
Yeah. Well, it's a name that people will remember, right? You know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody, you're being heard up around the Dallas area, too, but all over Texas right now. So if someone wants to, say they want to hook up with you or learn more, Facebook is a good way, right?
Yes, sir. I've actually got a Facebook account. It's Slappy's Hog Trapping.
Yeah, I like that. Slappy's. Is there an apostrophe? Slappy's.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Slappy's Hog Trapping, and here's now this, folks. I haven't talked to Corey about this prior to right now, but I know there's a lot of cost incurred, and you can make some money, whether we like to admit it or not. Whatever. Whether we're a plumber or a surveyor or a radio guy, it takes dollars to make things work. But it's a nonprofit, and the meat does go to folks that need it. I guess they can learn more about what they could do to help out there on your website, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, I mean, I know you're not soliciting this, but donations, are they accepted? For, you know, to help cover the cost, or do you?
Yes, sir, they can be accepted. I've even had it where people can actually call to, QBs and pay for anything that's dropped off there.
I got you. Now, that'd be a good way to do it, too. That'd help more than that. Well, they know, not that, you know, they wouldn't, but they know that's going directly to the meat that the folks are going to eat. What's the best bait? Now, here, you're talking to an old hog hunter, Coy, and a trapper, amateurish trapper. I love to trap them too, on a very amateurish basis. What's the best thing to put them in that trap as far as bait?
So far, my best is apple flavored corn.
Okay, or just, and I'll take it a step farther, or just plain old corn. By golly,
yes, they're coming out for everything as dry as we are.
Yes. And the sense of smell that hogs have is amazing. I live about a mile from a bunch of gravel pits that I hunted for 17 years. I know that area like the back of my hand. I can't get in there now. The owners changed up things. But from that area, I live about half a mile from the gate. I had hogs. We had a pear tree in my yard. I had hogs coming in a sounder of about 10 or 15 at least every other night when those pears were ripe. So they can, if they can smell a pear from that far away, they can smell corn from 10 feet away, can't they?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. And they can smell 5 foot in the ground.
Well, when I doing some research for my book, the truffles there, they can smell those things, I think, 3 foot under the ground. Now, how can they do that? In Germany, they use them to find them, you know. It's amazing, the sense of smell. But a hog is a smart, smart critter. I've hunted everything, guided elk and bear hunts up till about 3 years ago, and hunted and guided a lot of stuff. But a hog, to me, is about as sharp an animal as there is, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yep, I know we've called Coy in between jobs there this morning. I know you're kind of busy, buddy. But tell us about how many traps do you usually run?
I've got, actually right now I think we've got close to 18 out in use.
Yep.
We started off with just two or three.
Yep.
And we put some others to use.
Well, have you graduated to the automated trapping with the cell phone app and all that yet?
Yes, sir. I've actually got one in use. That's the one I used in Louisville.
That's a lethal way to. You don't have to wonder when the hog's there. That triggers your cell phone with a picture, and then when you want to drop the gate, well, you can do that, right?
Yes, sir.
Well,
just by phone call or a text.
Yeah, and it'll do it. And you wait till they all get in there and drop it. Well, folks can connect with you, Coy, and, you know, through the Facebook. Slappy's, tell us again so we won't forget.
Slappy's Hog Trapping.
Yep, Slappy's Hog Trapping. And my hat is off to you, buddy. And I tell you what, I'm gonna work with you and do what I can to help get the word out, Coy, because there's a lot of people that really appreciate this pork. There's no doubt about that. And
yes,
they can use it. I'd much rather see it put to use. I will make this statement to control hogs. There is no better way than trapping. I mean, ARs, whatever, if you want to get them out of there, the trapping is by far the best method, in my opinion. Coy, thank you, buddy, for being with us. And we'll get you back. We got a lot more to talk about.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, folks, that was Mr. Coy Hirth. I tell you what he's doing should be a model, I think, for people all over the state of Texas, all over where there's nuisance hogs. You know, I'd love to see these hogs put to good use and being eaten, wound up on somebody's table. And this day and time, there's a lot of people that need it and would appreciate it. And it's quality meat. That pork that's ground, that's the way that the folks get it. It's ground up and you know, frozen. You can take that, like we were talking, you can take that and season it with garlic and salt and pepper, whatever, make patties out of it, and it makes some of the best hamburgers. If I don't know if you'd call them pork burgers or maybe hamburgers. They are from a hog, but that makes some of the best burgers that you've ever eaten. Gosh, you can make, you know, chili out of it. I love to make chili out of wild ground pork and smoke it a little bit, then add all the seasonings to it. But you can also make some really good pan sausage, and all that requires really is just taking, once the folks get that meat, or if you're a hunter yourself, you probably know this, just defrost that ground meat and mix an appropriate amount of, say, country sausage dry seasoning to it, mix it up real good, and bingo, you don't have to let it cure, you don't have to do anything. It's ready to make patties out of and put in the skillet and have you some fresh sausage, some country sausage for breakfast. So hats off to Mr. Coy there for what he's doing. Fishing at Lake Fork for catfish is red hot. I joined Seth Vanover up there at Fork earlier this week. I'm going to tell you, they have moved a little bit deeper. I'd say somewhere around 30-foot depths. Make sure and use some soured grain or use some cattle range cubes. And we were using the Stubby's catfish bait and tore them up. You can catch a lot of catfish right now. And what's better at the deer camp that's coming up that you're going to be going to soon than a good fish fry? Folks, we are out of time for today's show. Do remember now, you can contact me anytime through catfishradio.org. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke In Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, the Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.